As I stepped out the door into the frigid November air, I said a silent prayer of thanks to the big guy in the sky that I had braved the gauntlet without running into any of my sisters. Then I promptly hit a patch of ice on the front porch and went careening down the entire flight of stairs, mouth opened in a silent scream. The breath left me in a whoosh as I hit the sidewalk and landed flat on my back. My rattled brain scrambled wildly to catch up with this new turn of events. First thought, cold. So unbearably cold. I stared, unblinking, into the too bright sun, mouth opening and closing like a landed catfish as I struggled for air. Before I could take stock of what had happened, a dark cloud eclipsed the sun, offering immediate relief for my now tear-blurred and probably singed corneas. "Are you okay?" A low male voice came from the dark cloud hovering above me, and I realized it wasn't a dark cloud at all. It was a witness to my shame. Fuck my life. I blinked furiously, desperate to put a face to the voice and feeling hella vulnerable, like a beetle on its back. It was bad enough that he'd seen my jackass routine as I'd taken a dive off the stairs, but the fact that I was now both temporarily mute and blind only made it about a gazillion times worse. I nodded and shifted to push myself to my feet, before realizing that my hands were both occupado. Somehow, my body was so in tune with my needs that I'd instinctively foregone any attempt at actual self-preservation in order to save my mug of steaming coffee and my Pop-Tart, both of which I was holding aloft like two twin trophies earned from the world's worst ice skating routine. Go me! I scuttled up on my elbows and shimmied backward until my spine was pressed up against the wooden steps. The new upright position seemed to be just the thing, and my burning lungs filled with precious oxygen. "I'm fine," I wheezed as the blurriness in my eyes receded, leaving behind just a few orange floaters. I gazed up, and the dark form hulking over me began to take shape. And what a shape it was. 6 feet worth of certified grade A man beef stood before me. Even under his black fleece jacket, I could tell he was built like a Calvin Klein briefs commercial. His dark hair was cropped super close, which only drew more attention to the fact that his eyes were the strangest mix of blue and green. Seafoam, if I was the type to wax poetic over a stranger, which I wasn't. But he was seriously good-looking. Like, if I'd been in a desert, I might have feared a mirage. In this 10-degree weather, though, all I could think was that maybe I'd hit my head. Then he spoke again. "You really went flying there," Mirage Man observed. "It was a lucky thing you didn't break your neck." My cheeks burned and I nodded. "Yeah," I croaked, suddenly unsure of what to do with my hands. I jammed the Pop-Tart into my mouth and tore off a chunk, which was apparently a hilarious thing to do, because Mirage Man let out a crack of laughter as I chewed. "Maybe you should stand up before you start breakfast. You're sitting in a puddle." The adrenaline that had been coursing through me from the second Flora had woken me up until this very moment had done its job too well, because I hadn't even realized. He was right, though. My bottom was firmly planted in 2 inches of slushy water. I shifted to set my cup on the porch and winced as a shaft of pain shot through my tailbone. "Son of a..." Before I could even finish cursing, strong hands slid under my arms and hauled me effortlessly to my feet.